I'm Jeb Sharp. This is The World. A rare map of the world that's now on display at the Library of Congress in Washington holds the key to answering today's GeoQuiz. The map was created in 1602, so it's a snapshot of the world as it appeared more than 400 years ago. Deanna Markham is an associate librarian at the Library of Congress. What's it like and who made it?
Well, it's fabulous. It was made by a Jesuit priest, Matteo Ricci, from Italy. He had gone off on a mission to first India and then China. The map itself is very big. It's in six panels. The emperor, I guess, wanted a portable version of it, but it's awfully big. I wouldn't want to carry it very far.
12 feet by 5 feet, is that right?
Right. And it shows China at the center of the world. And what's fascinating about this map is that the priest was the carrier of really important information about the West. And so in this map, you see five continents, including America, which was new to the Chinese in 1602.
And how is America depicted?
You would be surprised at how much it looks like our map today of North and South America. It doesn't have a lot of animals, sea creatures, and ships that we associate with early Western maps. It has just Chinese characters, but it does show the polar caps. It shows the planets. Oceans are depicted, large bodies of water. Interestingly, in what is now North America, you can see mountain ranges. And the Great Wall is depicted in China.
And where is the land of flowers on that map of the Americas?
Well, you can see it in the depiction of Florida, which is amazingly accurate. You would recognize it immediately as Florida.
So Florida, or the land of flowers, is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. Now, is the map sort of strikingly different from what we're used to in that China is at the center?
Well, that's certainly quite unusual for us, and of course it makes sense that, you know, from Matteo Ricci's perspective, it makes sense to put China in the middle because that's familiar to them.
And presumably pleasing to the emperor.
And pleasing to the emperor.
Now, it's on display today. Are people looking at it in a gallery?
It will be officially unveiled tonight, but people are already looking at it in the gallery. You may not know that this is not an acquisition of the Library of Congress, but it's being unveiled here because we have the Waldseemüller map, the first to have shown America on it. So it gives the American people an opportunity to look at how the world looked at different times from different perspectives. And in a library that emphasizes the world's knowledge, for us it's thrilling.
Deanna Markham is an associate librarian at the Library of Congress. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.